Academy and the series How to Cultivate the Kingdom of God in You. My name is Larry, and this is Lesson 1, A Heart That Receives. Today we're going to unpack the parable of the sower found in Mark chapter 4 and discover what type of heart receives the kingdom of God and produces the greatest harvest. We will be covering these 3 points in the lesson. Number 1, what is the kingdom of God? Number 2, why do we need it in our lives? And number 3, what are the 4 types of heart soil? But before we do, let me quickly mention that we've prepared study tools you can download that will help you learn and get those truths deep into your heart. They're located below under the tab Lessons Download. So be sure to take advantage of those helpful resources. Okay, let's get started with today's lesson. You know, every natural harvest starts with a seed planted in good soil. But if you've ever planted a garden, you know the work doesn't stop there. It takes effort to put the good nutrients in while keeping the bad elements out. Jesus used this very idea in the 4th chapter of Mark to explain the necessary conditions of the heart that prepares a believer. That's you and me, by the way. And he teaches us how to receive every good and perfect gift from him. He calls this a harvest. I don't know about you, but I want to receive every gift, every harvest he has for me. So, let's dive in and find out what kind of heart is prepared to receive the kingdom of God and produce a harvest. First, it's important that we know what the kingdom of God really is. In Matthew 6:10, Jesus defines the kingdom of God as his will being done here on earth. When we have a heart that receives the kingdom of God, we're in a position to operate with that kingdom's power in our lives. You may be wondering why. Isn't just knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior enough for us to receive the harvest God wants for us to have? Well, in Matthew 6:33, Jesus tells us that all of our needs will be met when we put the kingdom of God first. This means when we put God's will and his way of doing things first, we won't have to struggle with this world's system of getting our needs met, and we won't have to beg God to receive his promises. All of the things we need will be added to us. And that's good news, right? But you can see, we do have a part to play. We must have a heart that puts him first. That's what Jesus is telling us in Mark chapter 4 through the parable of the sower. He tells us that there are 4 types of soil or conditions of the heart. But only one of these will properly cultivate the seed and bring it to harvest, which is everything we need to prosper in this life. Every natural harvest requires a seed, and it's no different for a spiritual harvest. What is the seed that is planted in the soil of our hearts? The seed is the Word of God. Now, let's examine the 4 different types of soil, or heart, and how that responds to the planting of the Word of God. The first type of heart is described in Mark chapter 4, 14 through 15, which says, "The farmer sows the word." Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. How is it so easy for the devil to come and steal the word from someone? Seed remains on top of the soil because it is a hard pavement-like surface. This is a heart that is unwilling to yield to anyone and often displays itself through pride, stubbornness, or selfishness. The second type of heart is described in Mark chapter 4, 16 through 17. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes, because of the word, they quickly fall away. Here we see a heart that receives the truth in the Word of God with joy. But because the soil is left unattended, the roots do not grow deep. So when trouble or crisis come, such as severe illness or financial trouble, rather than turning to the truth in His Word, this heart blames God and turns away from Him. Just like a young plant can easily be uprooted from the ground, so is youthful faith that is not carefully guarded. The third type of heart is found in Mark 4, 18 through 19. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Here we see a heart that at first received the word of God. This could even be someone who identifies as a Christian. But over time, worries, fears, and trouble become more real than the truth in God's word. This heart puts more stock in what the world says than what God says. In doing so, a harvest is forfeited. Finally, Jesus tells us what good soil looks like in verse 20. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. How is this soil different from the other three? This heart not only accepts the word, but also cultivates what has been sown. In lesson 2, we'll talk more about how you can cultivate good soil and ensure that you receive your harvest. Remember, the key to success in every area of your life is found in what kind of soil your heart represents. Well, all right, you've completed lesson 1, A Heart That Receives, of this series, Cultivating the Kingdom of God in You. We hope you've had a revelation about the condition of your heart and that this teaching has been a blessing to you. Don't forget to download the study documents and be sure to come back soon for lesson 2 so you can cultivate the good soil of your heart. I've so enjoyed studying with you at Believers Academy today. And until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.